Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University in Gorakhpur this morning. Railways rationalizes basic fare for passenger train services from today. IMD forecasts above normal rainfall in July across India. US, India, Japan and Australia launch historic Quad at Sea Ship Observer mission to enhance maritime security in Indo-Pacific region. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington, D.C. this evening. And 10 lakh footballs to be distributed to schools across India to nurture strong sporting culture among students. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University at Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh today. State Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will be present on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
On the second day of President's visit to Uttar Pradesh, the state's first Ayush University named after Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath will be inaugurated in Gorakhpur. It will be an important center for both education and treatment in traditional system of medicine, including Ayurveda, Unani and Homeopathy. More than an academic institution, the university will open new avenues of employment and promote commercial cultivation of medicinal plants in the region. The foundation stone of this university was laid on August 28, 2021 by then President Ram Nath Kovind. Spread over 52 acres, the university has been developed with a sanctioned budget of more than 267 crore. After inauguration of this university, the president will also visit Gorakhnath Temple. Apart from that, President Murmu will inaugurate the academic block, auditorium and Panchkarma Center and lay the foundation stone of the girls' hostel at the Arogyadham campus of Mahayogi Gorakhnath University in Sonbarsa. Tight security arrangements have been made in Gorakhpur in view of the president's visit. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Ministry of Railways has rationalized the basic fare of passenger train services to be effective from today. The train fares will be increased marginally for non-AC mail and express trains by 1 paisa per kilometer and for AC classes by 2 paise per kilometer. The ministry asserts that there will be no increase in suburban single journey fares and monthly season tickets. The ministry said that reservation fees, superfast surcharges and other charges will remain unchanged. It is highlighted that the move is aimed at streamlining fare structures and enhancing financial sustainability of passenger services. More from our correspondent.
The passenger fare for second class travel will remain unchanged up to 500 kilometers, and for distances beyond that, there is an increase by half a paisa per kilometer. Passengers will now have to pay 5 rupees more for distance ranging from 501 to 1500 kilometers, 10 rupees extra for distance between 1501 to 2500 kilometers, and 15 rupees extra for distance between 2501 to 3000 kilometers. The passengers for ordinary sleeper class and first class will also have to pay half a paisa more per kilometer. This fare revision also applies to premier and special train services such as Rajdhani, Shatabdi, Duronto, Vande Bharat and Tejas. The revised fares will come in effect for tickets booked on or after 1st of July. While tickets issued before this date will remain valid at the existing fare without any fare adjustment. With Anand Kumar, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Delhi, petrol vehicles older than 15 years and diesel vehicles older than 10 years will not get fuel from today. The Delhi government had issued Standard Operating Procedures, SOP, to enforce the ban on refueling end-of-life vehicles and mandating petrol pumps to maintain a log of all denied fuel transactions involving such vehicles. The SOP stated that compressed natural gas, CNG vehicles, will not be denied fuel at stations. The prices of 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinders dropped today by 58 rupees 50 in Delhi. The Indian Oil Corporation Limited, IOCL, announced that the retail price of a commercial LPG gas cylinder is now 1,665 rupees in Delhi. Meanwhile, the commercial LPG price has dropped by 57 rupees in Kolkata, 58 rupees in Mumbai and 57 rupees 50 paise in Chennai. There is no change in the prices of domestic cylinders. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the monthly average rainfall in the country as a whole during the month of July 2025 is most likely to be above normal, exceeding 106% of the long period average, LPA. Addressing a press conference, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said that most parts of the country are likely to experience normal to above normal rainfall. Normal life has been severely affected in Himachal Pradesh due to the active phase of the southwest monsoon. Incidents of cloudbursts, landslides, waterlogging, and heavy rainfall have disrupted daily life across several districts of the state. Rivers and streams are in spate. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Centre in Shimla has issued a heavy rainfall alert for most parts of the state until July the 6th. The department has urged local administrations to remain on alert and appeal to the public to exercise caution. We have a report.
State Public Works Minister Vikramaditya Singh stated that 390 roads across the state have been blocked due to landslides. Heavy machinery has been deployed to clear them and traffic is expected to be restored on all affected roads within the next 3 days, and restoration efforts are underway. Meanwhile, a landslide monitoring report issued by the State Emergency Operations Center has identified 22 landslide-prone locations across the state. Of these, 17 sites have been classified as high risk, while the Sandhol area has been declared the most vulnerable zone with an extremely high risk level. Dharamshala, the district headquarters of Kangra and Jatog in Shimla district, have also been included in the high risk category. Monitoring teams have been actively deployed by the government at sensitive locations. Meanwhile, the government has appealed to the public to avoid travel to vulnerable areas and strictly follow the instructions issued by the local administration. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In a landmark initiative to bolster maritime cooperation in the Indo-Pacific, the Coast Guards of India, Japan, United States and Australia have launched the first ever Quad at Sea Ship Observer mission. More from our correspondent.
The cross-embarkation mission conducted under the Wilmington Declaration sees two officers, including women officers from each nation, aboard the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Stratton, currently en route Guam. This pioneering mission marks a significant step in operational coordination among Quad members aimed at boosting joint readiness, domain awareness, and interoperability in the region. It aligns with the vision articulated at the Quad Leaders' Summit in September 2024 and reinforces the commitment to a free, open, inclusive, and rules-based Indo-Pacific. India's involvement underlines its strategic SAGAR, Security and Growth for All in the Region, doctrine, and supports its broader Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, IPOI, focusing on capacity building, humanitarian efforts, and upholding maritime law. The Quad at Sea initiative lays the groundwork for a future Quad Coast Guard handshake, reflecting growing trust and shared resolve to address evolving maritime challenges collaboratively. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will participate in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington, D.C., United States today. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs stated that the Quad Foreign Ministers will build upon the discussions held during the last meeting of the Foreign Ministers, which took place in Washington on January 21st this year. They will exchange views on regional and global developments, particularly those concerning the Indo-Pacific, and review the progress made on various Quad initiatives in the run-up to the Quad Leaders Summit, which will be hosted by India. The statement said the ministers are also expected to deliberate on new proposals aimed at advancing the shared vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will host the meeting, which will also be attended by Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong and Japan's Foreign Minister Iwaya Takeshi. With Sanyukta Yadav, Aishwarya Rainingham, Akashwani, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that terrorism anywhere is a threat to peace everywhere. He pointed out that any state sponsorship must be exposed and must be condemned. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the inauguration of an exhibition on the human cost of terrorism at the UN headquarters in New York last night.
the United Nations Security Council issued a strong condemnation of a particularly horrific act of terrorism in Pahalgam. It demanded that its perpetrators be held accountable and brought to justice. We have since seen that happen. What that response underlines, the message of zero tolerance for terrorism. The world must come together on some basic concepts. No impunity to terrorists, no treating them as proxies, and no yielding to nuclear blackmail. Any state sponsorship must be exposed and must be countered.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that private investment is a catalytic force for unlocking capital, boosting productivity, fostering innovation, and introducing technological rigor. She said all of these are essential for inclusive and sustainable economic growth. The finance minister stated this in her address at the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, FFD4, organized by the United Nations in Sevilla, Spain.
Strong domestic financial markets are the foundation of investments. India has invested in strengthening its banking system and deepening capital markets to finance infrastructure and industry at scale. Our regulatory frameworks have evolved with market needs, balancing investor protection with innovation and flexibility, creating a more conducive environment for long-term investments.
About 10 lakh footballs will be distributed to schools across the country to boost participation in football and nurture a strong sporting culture among the students. More from our correspondent.
Approximately 10 lakh footballs will be distributed to schools across the country. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, while expressing his personal love for the sport, emphasized that even a single football in a small school can inspire children to engage with the game and develop a genuine passion for playing. On to cricket, India will take on England in the second of the five-match series of Women's T20 International in Bristol today. Earlier, India defeated England by 97 runs in the first match of the series to take a 1-0 lead. In badminton, the Canada Open 2025 will kick off in Ontario today. Leading the charge in men's singles is Ayush Shetty, riding high after clinching his maiden World Tour title at the US Open 2025. On the women's singles side, Tania Hemant and Shriyanshi Valli Shetty and Ira Sharma will take the lead. India's best medal hopes arguably lie in mixed doubles, where Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto are the top seeds. And in tennis, two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz defeated Italian Fabio Fognini in an intense five-set thriller to reach the men's singles second round of the Wimbledon Open. With Sanyukta Yadav's report, Manish Sharma, News Desk.
The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has launched the Wavex Startup Challenge 2025 under its flagship Startup Accelerator program, Wavex. Startups across the country can participate in a national hackathon to develop an AI-powered multilingual translation solution. According to the ministry, the challenge titled Bhasha Setu, Real-Time Language Tech for Bharat, aims to encourage the development of innovative artificial intelligence tools capable of real-time translation, transliteration, and voice localization across at least 12 major Indian languages. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. With the US reciprocal tariffs pause set to run out on July 9, Indian trade negotiators have extended their US stay in an attempt to seal an interim trade deal, reports the top story in the Indian Express. The blast in a Telangana factory is top news in many dailies. 17 dead and massive explosion at pharma unit near Hyderabad, headlines the Hindu. Rescue work is underway and an official inquiry is on to determine the cause of the blast, writes the paper. All 337 tons of remaining toxic waste from the defunct Union Carbide factory in Bhopal has been incinerated 41 years after the Bhopal gas disaster, reports Hindustan Times. And finally, Delhi police has revised handcuffing protocols whereby those aged 18 to 21 years cannot be handcuffed without court approval, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University in Gorakhpur this morning. Railways rationalizes basic fare for passenger train services from today. IMD forecasts above normal rainfall in July across India. US, India, Japan and Australia launch historic Quad at Sea Ship Observer mission to enhance maritime security in Indo-Pacific region. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar to attend Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington, D.C. this evening, and 10 lakh footballs to be distributed to schools across India to nurture strong sporting culture among students. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.